Well, I know you've heard this many times, that faith and reason, they just don't go together. Science disproves God. Well, let's have a talk about that. We're going to talk with Dr. Gerard Verscherin this morning, and he's got a new book out called Faith That Makes You Think. Good morning, Dr. Verscherin. Good to have you.
Good morning, Johnny. Great to be on your show.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed the first two books that I've read of yours. They've been really wonderful, and you know, and I was reading those, and I look back on history in terms of and find that this idea of there being a hard conflict between faith and science seems to be a relatively new phenomenon, you know, and without any evidence to kind of support that. In fact, it seems like a lot of the new evidence we have scientifically seems to just bolster the belief in God, but yet we have a rise in atheism. So in this book, your first chapter, you call it The Avalanche of Atheism. So tell us about how you open your book with that. What's causing this new atheism that's out there?
Yeah, I think we all agree that atheism is a real threat to faith and to religious faith and to Catholicism. St. Augustine said very clearly, believers are also thinkers. In believing, they think, and in thinking, they believe. I think that is a very important rule for Catholics. So we have to believe in order to think, and we have to think in order to believe. So if we say that you don't think, you just believe, then you give atheists a very powerful weapon. Don't believe, just think. And that's what they keep repeating all the time. And we lose that battle ahead of time at the moment we claim that you don't think, but just believe. The Catholic Church has always said that we need faith and reason. And that's where the book is about.
That's wonderful. You know, let's talk about this thinking, you know, thing about this. You know, animals think about stuff too, but they're only thinking on instinct. And what am I going to eat? You know, and us humans do that. We know where we're going to find shelter, where we're going to eat, you know, survival. But what's unique about human beings in that sense? Because almost everyone who's ever been born, whatever culture, whatever time, they've thought about God, and it's like, well, you can't eat God. I mean, in other words, why would our minds be striving to understand God if he didn't exist, right? I don't know. Do you cover that in your book or discuss that?
Yeah, I go into that issue too, of course. The book covers quite a few issues related to this problem. And I have to say that until the Enlightenment, which was the time that everything was questioned in the 17th, 18th century, all people were basically believers. And we are human beings with a faith and belief that sets us apart from animals. Animals don't have that. They go by instincts. They don't have reasoning. But we reason all the time. So the first centuries, up to the 17th century, practically everyone was a believer. And what happened? Basically the Enlightenment and questions about and do we really have faith or not. I don't like to blame anyone, but unfortunately the Protestant reformer Martin Luther, he once said, reason is the greatest enemy that faith has. I think, how is it possible that he could say that? And then he blames. No, he doesn't blame. He says, you find that in the Bible. Faith alone can help you. That is nowhere in the Bible. He added the word alone on his own authority. Isn't that something? Believing that you have the authority to add words to the Bible? The Catholic Church will fight that to the end. And my book does too, and I hope we all do. We have to reject that there is only faith and no reason. So I think that one of the problems nowadays with atheism is that it says, as a response to all of this, okay, then don't believe, think. And if you think, you will find out that there is no God. Well, I have news for them. I even spent one chapter in the book to prove that God exists. Catholics are known for that, that they can prove that God exists. The famous St. Thomas Aquinas had several proofs for God's existence. And some people think, oh, that is blasphemy. How can you prove that God exists? Well, God gave us, we are an image of God. He gave us a mind. And with that mind, we can even prove that God exists. So what do atheists do? They pull that argument down. But they basically do that by mutilating it, by making it fake. And they have never really succeeded to be proving that there is no God. They have never been able to do that, I think. And I show that in my book, that they can't prove that.
We're talking with Dr. Gerard Verschuren, and the book is Faith That Makes You Think. Well, it sounds like what you're saying is those that have come to that, atheists that come to that position in that way, they're not thinking enough. I mean, the Catholic Church is kind of quite been on the opposite side of this. It's, they really encouraged us to use every faculty of our mind and our intellect and our will, not to restrict or reduce it, right? I mean, is that what you're saying? Is the Catholic Church has been the one to say the more we think, the deeper we think, the more we will realize that there is indeed a God, and we can prove it with our intellect. It seems to be the culture, the atheists are going the other direction, right? Not thinking this through.
You are perfectly right. We don't think enough. We don't think deep enough, especially the atheists don't. So one of the reasons why those atheists are so popular nowadays is that they keep writing books. They have infiltrated our universities, and they keep telling us there is no God. And unfortunately, they seem to get help from science. And I spent my second chapter in the book, what science has done to us. It reduces everything to something else. It says we are only a speck of dust. We are only a string of DNA. We are only a blob of cells. We are only a pack of neurons. We are only glorified animals. So how did science get that idea that they can prove everything? Unfortunately, we have been bombarded with claims that science can answer all our questions. And if it can't yet, just be patient and they will do it. I show in my book that science has many inborn limits. It cannot prove certain things. We all know that love is more than a chemical reaction. We all know that even when you have a depression or something like that, that is more than a cascade of hormones. We are not really ruled by science. Science helps us. I'm a scientist myself, so I'm not putting science down. But I say I put it where it belongs. It has so many limitations, and it has so many things that it cannot prove. It cannot even prove its own assumptions. We have to assume that there is order in this nature. Can science prove that? Of course it can't. It assumes that there is order. And if it finds that something is not orderly, then we all say they are not far enough yet, or they made a mistake, or whatever. And when they say that there are laws of cause and effect, that is an assumption. We cannot prove that. Science cannot prove itself. That would be magic. But still, a lot of people think that science can do that. So they say God's existence is not a scientific issue, so it is not real.
Right. You know, science cannot prove why we seek purpose and meaning. I mean, if we didn't need it, it wouldn't be bugging us and plaguing us to find meaning and purpose. Science will not give us the answers to that, you know. So real quick, we've got like a minute, a couple. Well, sure, Dr. Verschuren, where can people get a copy of your book, Faith That Makes You Think? And I want to say, as you'd say that, tell us where we can get it. I love your style because it's very easy to read. Let people know out there to any pretty much any level, especially if you got a teen who's has questions and things like that. It's very easy reading. So where can we get a copy?
I think the best thing to do is go to Amazon.com and just type in way on top, "Faith that makes you think." I'm not going to bother anyone with my last name, for they will misspell it easily. It's a horrible name for this kind of purposes.
I'll spell it for them. Verschuren. Verschuren. So, I highly recommend that. Well, keep writing, Dr. Verschuren. I think you're kind of peeling us back and kind of it's interesting that the atheists will call it being progressive to go against God. We're going the other direction anyway. Well, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for all your nice words. You are on my favorite list now.
All right, God.